Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala stated that Sayyidina Hazrat Ali stated such beautiful sayings that if people acted upon them, they will attain success and they will never do bad deeds. Allahu Akbar. People humbly asked, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, what are these sayings? And he replied that these sayings are as follows. Number one, take care of likes of your Muslim brother. Do good to him, and then you will also get your favorite thing from him. Yaniki, look after your Muslim brother. Number two, never have a bad assumption in the conversation of your Muslim brother. I always find a good aspect. You will surely find something good in his conversation. Number three, another third thing, when you have two acts, do not indulge in the act at all in which you have to follow your nafs, because your nafs following your nafs causes a complete loss. So be careful of which act you choose to follow. In another saying, he says, whenever you want to implore the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal for your need, recite Salat upon the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam abundantly before making dua. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal blesses the person abundantly who asks for his needs for him. But then if someone asks for two things from Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah bestows the thing upon him that is better for him and prevents the bondman from that thing that is harmful to him. Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu also has said that if someone wants to become busy all the time with zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, he should make patience his habit and he should have patience on every trouble. Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu has also said, and the person who desires for a long worldly life should be prepared for troubles. So throughout your life, whatever tests come to you, yeah, think of them as a blessing and overcome them since. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we are told that by overcoming them tests, you will become stronger and also you will have a longer life, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. The person who wants to retain his honor, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that the person who wants to retain his honor and respect should refrain from showing off. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu has told us that if you want people's respect, then be humble and don't show off. Do not ask any questions unnecessarily about the thing which has nothing to do with you. In another saying, he says that value health before illness and get abundant benefits from the spare time. Otherwise, you will face grief and trouble. Another thing, steadfastness is half of success. Be steadfast. You know, try and be steadfast. If you make a habit of reading three ayats of the Quran on the day, I'm going to advise you to read three ayats of the Quran on a daily basis, then be steadfast on this. Don't just read it one day, 2 days, 3 days, and then forget about it for the rest of the year. Be steadfast on this. Be steadfast on your namaz. Be steadfast on fasting during the month of Ramadan. Be steadfast on your ibadat. Be steadfast on your good deeds. Don't just do good deeds for one day and think, oh, that's enough. No views of Mother Channel. You need to keep this up. Give up the things that raise a doubt in your heart, because you will stay safe if you give it up. If you have any doubt, if your nafs is saying to you that, look, this is not good for me, then listen to it, yeah? And don't perform those actions. And again, these are like recipes for life, views of Mother Channel, of how we need to live our life, how we need to, you know, what we need to do and what we don't need to do. And if we try to do this, then inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will have great success.